So Giants 0-3. Not expecting that.
Let's be honest. We were kind of expecting it. I mean, it's the Giants. We love our Giants,
but they are, I'd say, probably bottom
tough team to watch right now.
Yeah. Their schedule doesn't help, but we'll talk about the game quick. So, positive from the game, Eli got his jersey retired in the Ring of Honor. I watched the ceremony. It was nice. He gave a nice little speech.
Tom Brady's daddy.
It was a good moment. All right, now let's talk about the actual game. The Giants, I feel like, played better than Atlanta. Not a lot better. I mean, neither team played well. This was two very bad teams, but we had more yards than them. I mean, we didn't have a lot of sacks or anything, but I don't know. It's just depressing.
Yeah, it was very depressing to watch. Daniel Jones didn't play awful. Still yet to have a turnover this season. Should I jinx it?
No, he had one weak one, the fumble. But other than that, nothing.
That's fine. Yeah. He hasn't had a turnover in the last 2 weeks. He's been playing well. What do you have? 250, no touchdowns.
Yeah, 260, no touchdowns.
260.
40 rushing yards. 300 yards.
Not a bad game. Not a bad game overall.
Biggest takeaway is our schedule stinks coming up. We're going to get wrecked.
We are going to get torn apart the next.
And the injuries. Blake Martinez out for the year. Captain.
Oh, what a loss.
Torn ACL. So and then Shepard and Slayton both hurt their hamstring. I think Shepard's supposed to play and Slayton won't. I don't really know.
Shepard came back, did he? Didn't he? No.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
He got hurt late. Because Shepard had like three targets and Slayton only had one. Slayton got hurt like right away. But yeah, Shepard got hurt early in the second or third quarter, something like that.
Yeah. Saquon limped off at one point and I had a heart attack. I'm not going to lie.
I was like another one, but he came back. He played okay.
Saquon played a lot better because they started getting him in the offense more. So, yeah, that's another takeaway. It's a good positive for the game.
Yeah, get him more involved in the receiving game. I mean, he had 6 catches, 43 yards, and then he had 51 rushing yards. So, he had, almost 100 yards total. Running backs aren't just rushing yards anymore. Their receiving yards count. They can make plays.
That was another good takeaway, I think. Defense did not couple dropped picks. God, one in the end zone, too. Adoree Jackson catch the football. Logan Ryan catch the football. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's discouraging. I mean, especially losing Blake, that really is awful. But
yeah, Blake's
they played better than they did. I know they were playing a really bad team, but they played better, than they did the last 2 weeks. But again, if our schedule wasn't so bad, I'd be a little more encouraged. I'd be like, okay, they can turn it around. But they got the Saints, the Cowboys, the Rams. We're going to that game. The Panthers, the Chiefs on Monday night, and then the Raiders before their bye week. They're probably going to go 0-9. And then they play the Bucks coming off the bye week. So,
yeah.
I mean,
let's look at this, though, let's be a little optimistic here. We can maybe get away with the Cowboys. We're away, so that's kind of tough. But historically,
I would say the Saints, Cowboys, and Panthers.
Maybe the Raiders.
Maybe the Raiders. You're not beating the Rams or Chiefs.
Yeah, no, not
yet. Barring injury.
So we haven't played horrible at AT&T Stadium. In the past couple years. We haven't. We've only lost by one.
We haven't beaten the Cowboys a lot either. We played well, but we just haven't beaten
them. We haven't beaten them. But we haven't played bad. So maybe maybe we can get away with the Cowboys. That's a big maybe, though. Again, another big maybe. Maybe we get away with the Saints this week. Maybe. Jameis has been kind of sporadic, a little inconsistent. But that Saints defense has been playing really well. So we'll see what the offense can do. The Saints offense can do. Maybe we get away with that, depending. But we are.
You need Jameis to have like a 2-turnover game, which he's capable of. He's just
it's not out of the question.
Not out of the question. You see that throw he had, that one touchdown throw he had. He was like fell backwards and basically threw it, and the guy just caught it in the end zone.
Yeah,
with Callaway. Like he could, I don't know, but I made a list. I was in class today and I made this list.
That's good.
Academic of the Giants' problems.
Academic weapon here.
In order. Yeah. So my first problem is the ownership and the organization. I feel like they failed us. I feel like they picked the wrong people. I feel like they only pick people that have a tie to the Giant organization, and they need to go more outside the box. Number two is Jason Garrett, because I just feel like you have all these weapons and the offensive line's been playing better, and you have all this, you know, all these explosive weapons, including Evan Engram, even though he fumbled or whatever, but you know, he really didn't get a lot of targets or anything like that. And you're not using Galladay right, and you're not using Saquon right. And you know, it's just very frustrating. Saquon is not Ezekiel Elliott. They're just different players. My third person. Dave Gettleman. Okay. He hasn't done a good enough job of building the roster.
Man's gotta go.
He's got to go. He's going to be the first. Other than Garrett, he'll probably be the first one to go.
How long have we been saying that to each other? Like, since high school, we've been saying Gettleman's going to go.
What has he been there, five years
Tom and I
now?
Are juniors in college. Keep this in mind. We've been saying since high school, Gettleman's got to get out.
Yeah, probably 4 or 5 years he's been there now. That's pretty crazy. He drafted Saquon. I guess Saquon was his first draft, right? And that was 4 years. This is his fourth year. Yeah. Pretty crazy. So,
he's got to go, man. Oh, my God.
Fourth reason, the defensive regression and the lack of pass rush. I think the problem is and the same thing happened in 2016, and hopefully this isn't the case. Everyone played their best they absolutely could play last year. Like, Blake Martinez played his best. Bradbury played his best. Leonard Williams played, like, the best, their peak. And they're not all going to be at their peak every single season or every single game.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
They're all more average players than they are Pro Bowl players. I think they're all good players, but I think last year they all played at like Pro Bowl levels, and I don't know if they're Pro Bowl.
Yeah, three of them were Pro Bowlers last year.
Yeah. So and the lack of pass rush,
supporting cast,
and the lack
lack of pass rush is God, my Lord.
It's the worst. It's been a problem.
Actually, doing something.
It's been a problem since 2011. Honestly, like. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the fifth reason, and there's eight reasons, is Joe Judge. He's made so many mental mistakes just with timeouts, and he's Mr. Disciplinarian, and they get so many penalties, and they shoot themselves in the foot. And I don't care if it's penalties on the offensive line, because every team gets those. But they get the stupidest penalties for holding and for offsides, and just at the wrong moments, they just get terrible penalties. One on the kickoff. Like, that was just a bit. And he's a special teams guy, so that should never happen.
Yeah.
Six is the offensive line. I mean, they've been better, but that's why they're lower on the list, but still not great.
They have been better. I'll give it to the O-line. The pass protection has been pretty good. I mean, Daniel Jones hasn't been sacked too much, I don't think, right?
No. I mean,
I can't remember any memorable sacks.
No.
He was getting sacked 4 or 5 times a game, like consistently last year. This year, the O-line's doing well. Daniel Jones is also been moving well in the pocket recently. At least he's getting out. Ever since he tried to deck someone week one on a run, he's been doing well, getting out of the pocket and sliding when he needs to. I think that's a good thing that he learned, because listen, the guy is fearless. And I love that, but he's reckless at the same time. And he thinks that he's not a running back. He's not a tight end. He's not a linebacker. He's a quarterback. And you got to learn as a quarterback when you should be running through people or you need to get down, give yourself up, get the most amount of yardage that you can, and then just hit the ground. That's it. Play's over. Get whatever yards you can on the ground with your feet. Boom, that's it. Hit the turf. And he's done it. He's learned that well over the past couple weeks. Because I think that fumble kind of spooked him a little bit.
Yeah, that game was over when he fumbled. Like, he was done, too.
Yeah.
But I agree with that, yeah. And 7 and 8, I'll just say them. 7's the skill positions on offense. Like, except, you know, just drops. Except Shepard. But Shepard's had one or two drops, too. Not, you know, they weren't great throws. But Galladay's had a few drops. Slayton, obviously, dropping the touchdown and all that. And, you know, just Evan Engram dropping or fumbling, whatever. They're not getting open, you know, whatever. That was heartbreaking.
That was a 15-yard gain. And he
it was such a nice play by him, too. He ran ran a few yards and, like, got a few extra yards.
He ran a good route, too. Caught the ball and he turned it. Boom. Ball's on the turf. That's it. Game over.
It just seems like such a weird thing for a tight end to be fumbling as much as he does. I feel like, I don't know. In 8, I put Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones has been good this year. Obviously, he's had a few bad throws. He had the fumble, like we said. And he's taken some sacks that probably he didn't, you know, he could get outside the pocket. Probably shouldn't have taken, like, the one against Denver in the red zone. He took a sack. But I also just think, like, looking at him, I think this is probably the best he can play or close to it. And you're probably not going to win a Super Bowl with him. I think he could be like a decent starter, maybe reach the level of like a Kirk Cousins, which is, you know, Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. Like, he puts up good stats, but you could see Daniel Jones he's not winning you games. Like, he's not losing them games right now, but he's not winning them games either. You know, he should have had like 3 touchdowns against Atlanta. Atlanta is the worst defense in the league. And you know, he only brought them down the field like twice, and you know, they moved the ball well, but then he would have a bad throw or something would happen, they get a penalty. So I like Daniel Jones. Maybe if you put him in the perfect situation, which the Giants have not done, that's why everyone else is higher on the list. But yeah.
We'll see.
So
that's a lot of reasons.
And I mean, we're a really bad football
team. I don't hate it though, you're not wrong.
You know, it's pretty much everything's gone wrong. Like, and you probably could take Daniel Jones and the offensive line off of the list, but everyone else deserves blame. You know?
Yeah,
it's a bad situation.
It's eventually when you go 0-3, like the Broncos, that loss was tough because they just made so many stupid mistakes. Washington should be Washington. 100%, we should have won that game.
They should be 2-1.
When you lose to the Falcons,
backbreak.
You lost to the Falcons.
They really should be.
I can name 3 players on the Falcons. That's it.
Ridley, Matt Ryan, and Patterson, and Mike Davis.
All right, 4.
And Grady Jarrett, he's good.
Come on, man.
Daniel Jones ran him over on the 2-point conversion. All right. Well, yeah. So they got the Saints in New Orleans this week at 1:00. This is the Saints' first home game back too because of the hurricane. So
that's good. Happy to see.
I think
that,
so. Honestly. Unless I don't know, but I think it's their first home game back. So we'll see. I mean, at this point, anything the Giants do well will be a bonus. Not really expecting anything the rest of the year. Definitely. Not playoffs or even competing
the last
at all.
Time we played the Saints. Was that in 2015? When Odell had like 3 touchdowns and
it
was like that high scoring game or something like that. It was like 90.
Probably played them after that. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, it was probably 2016. No, you play them every 3 years, I think.
Is it? So we play
it's
them.
It's supposed to be. You play every division like every 3rd year. I think it was Daniel Jones' rookie year when we played Tampa and we won. I think we played all the NFC South teams that year. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Because that was the last time we played them. That's right. Okay.
All right. So NFC East roundup. Cowboys, they're going to win the division. Unless Washington turns it around on defense, but they're going to win the division.
Yeah, Cowboys look like they might run away with it.
Beat the Eagles by 20. Honestly, I'm surprised it was even that close. Washington got blown out by Buffalo. So, I don't know what's up with their defense.
Yeah, they're not looking too hot right now.
They're like 30th in the league. There's a difference between like being like, oh, they're just average this year. They're like 15, like 18 or something like that. But they're 30th. They're one of the worst defenses in the league.
Like they gave up 30 points to the Giants. They gave up how many points did Buffalo score? Like 40. Like 40 points to Buffalo. I don't know
who that is. I think the Chargers had 20 points week one.
But yes,
they still didn't play. The defense still didn't play well.
They've given up a lot of points in 3 weeks, and that's not what Washington was expected to do. Like they were, like they gave up.
I thought they were going to be. Yeah, I thought they were going to be a top three. Honestly, well,
90. Oh, they're close to 100 points. I think right now they're at like 90 or something like that.
And yeah,
they're probably. I would have bet that they would have given that much up in like 6 weeks. And not
in this door in like 10, yeah.
Yeah. Not in 3, so
I don't know. So the Cowboys are 2-1, Eagles and Washington are 1-2, and Giants are 0-3. So the Giants play the Saints, so I think I'm just gonna pick the Saints on that one.
Are we going right into picks?
Yeah, good transition into picks.
All right.
You went 12-4.
Boy, I'm on fire.
9-7.
Oh,
you were a little better.
All right.
Yeah.
What do we got this week? Let's,
all right. So you want Saints or the Giants? I think we talked about the game, but.
Here's the thing. Like we said, Jameis Winston could have a really good game, but he could also have a really bad game.
Carolina. He had a really bad game against Carolina. Is he due? Because last week he had a good game. Is he due for a bad game?
I don't know.
Is that how it works?
That's what it's. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is a maybe, but maybe we could beat them. God, I don't know. Because the Saints defense.
I just think they're going to feed Kamara, especially because Blake's gone. I kind of like our linebackers, though. I like Crowder and Ragland. Not that they're not Blake, but.
Yeah, I don't hate them. The linebackers right now.
They really need Blake, but.
God.
I don't hate it. I think the defense will play okay. I think it'll be like a 21-10 game. 21-13.
This is probably like wishful thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the Saints could beat us like 35-7. Like.
Yeah. You're going to get blown out.
You're going to take the Giants? Oh, you'll take the Saints?
No, okay. I'll take the Saints.
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints too. I just have no faith right now. Hopefully. Yeah. I'll be so amped if they win. I'll be like, dude, we're going to beat the Cowboys. And then, but no.
That's what we said last year when we beat Seattle.
That started this whole thing. I was like, we're going on a run. And they didn't go on a run. All right. Thursday night, tonight, Jaguars at Bengals. At least the Jaguars are worse than us. They are definitely worse than us. We would beat them if we played them. Not by a lot. Maybe by like a touchdown, but.
Yeah.
We'd beat the Jaguars if we played them.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Sure. I'm taking the Bengals. I got Joe Burrow starting for me in fantasy this week in one of my leagues. So
Bengals are like a weird team because they lost to Chicago, who's like awful. But they killed the Steelers last week. And I think the Steelers are kind of just done.
Bengals offense, kind of sneaky.
I know, but they didn't like play well against Chicago, which I was like, oh, then the Steelers are going to win. Like, the Bengals aren't that good.
Well, yeah, but the Bears don't have a bad defense. Bears have, like, a top.
No, not a bad defense, but, like, where I would take the Steelers' defense over the Bears. It's close, but I still would. The Steelers are sick on defense. They had a bad game.
I don't know. We'll see. I think they're just playing the Jets. I think they're going to go off.
Every week's just different, too.
40 points. I think Joe Burrow's going to throw for 4 touchdowns and 500 yards. So I'm going to take the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals. I think it'll be like 24-3. Browns at Vikings. Vikings sneakily should be 3-0.
Really? You think 3-0?
Well, they lost to the Bengals in overtime, right? So that's like could have gone either way, basically, because it's on overtime. So you could go like 50-50. And then the kicker missed the kick.
Yeah, they should
be at least 2-1. And they beat Seattle last week. So they at least should be 2-1. Could be 3-0. And the Browns are 2-1.
Yeah. We're going to be different on this one.
Browns are only favored by 2. Like, I like that line.
I would take that line for sure.
It depends if Dalvin Cook plays for me. I'm going to take the Browns because I don't think Dalvin Cook's healthy even if he plays. But,
yeah,
Madison played well.
I'll take the Vikings.
Okay. Chiefs at Eagles. Blowout.
Blowout. Chiefs. Roll Chiefs.
I think I can't believe the Chiefs-Chargers game. The Chargers played so well. I can't believe how bad the Chiefs played. But Chiefs got Josh Gordon, too. Not that that matters.
Saw that.
He just hasn't played consistently, and he hasn't been good since, like, 2017. And, like...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be that big a part of that offense, but we'll see. You never know.
That's just because they lost Watkins. They probably wanted a guy.
Yeah, Andy Reid could be cooking something up in the kitchen, and we don't know about it yet, so...
This is a big, like, 35-14 Chiefs win just because they're mad coming off the loss, and they're last in the division.
Pat Mahomes is going to throw like 500 yards.
Yeah.
Against that Eagles defense. He's going to rip them to shreds. Tyreek Hill's just going to run circles around the Eagles' DBs.
Yeah, no. I think the Eagles are a risky team, but, like, not against the Chiefs. Like, especially coming off, like, a loss. Two losses in a row, Baltimore and the Chargers. But, yeah, the Eagles showed no fight last week, so.
Yeah, not at all.
Colts at Dolphins. Colts are 0-3, but they've had a terrible schedule.
Yeah, I don't think the Colts should really be 0-3. I don't know. What's the
Titans? Titans the Rams
on Carson Wentz right now.
He's gonna play. He played last week, but Titans, Rams, and Seahawks. That's like you just played 3 playoff teams. Granted, the Titans are in their division, so you should.
Yeah.
Win that, but. I'm going to take the Colts. I think they're due. And Miami's going to start Brissett. Yeah, I take the Colts. Miami's going to start Brissett again, who played well against the Raiders, but I think the Colts are a little, like, they're
due. How long is Tua out?
I think at least 3 weeks, maybe more. Brissett, low-key, is better. Just, like, managing the team.
Brissett's a manager.
But he brought them back like in that game and in overtime and like he had some big throws. I don't know. He's not I don't think Tua's that good either. But all right. Lions at Bears. Lions 0-3, but they played well in every game.
They got screwed last week.
I'm taking the Lions. I don't think the Bears are that good. I think Matt Nagy's gonna get fired soon.
Yeah.
They're not using Justin Fields right.
Bye week.
Yeah, he got sacked 9 times. It's like, how does that even happen? Myles Garrett had 4.5 sacks.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
They're going to kill him. They're going to kill this guy. Great game. Panthers at Cowboys. Panthers are 3-0.
Cowboys kind of a prove it game for the Panthers here.
We're going different on this pick. Who are you picking?
Are you taking the Cowboys?
I might take the Cowboys.
I want the Panthers because I like.
I mean, I want the Panthers.
If I had to root for any other NFL team besides the Giants, it would probably be the Panthers. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know who I'd pick. Honestly, maybe Buffalo.
Oh, I just want to say this on the pod. I'm gonna lose in fantasy this week, and I because I lost CMC, so I can't make a trade right now for a running back. To save my life, so I might be SOL, so we'll see.
Sorry. Texans at Bills. Bills easily. Texans
Bills.
Don't even have Tyrod right now.
Another team, they're going to put up 40 points again.
Who's going to score the most points this week?
I want to say
Titans play the Jets.
Nah. Because AJ Brown and Julio probably aren't going to play.
That's true. I'm going to say the Bills probably do. They probably score like 42.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, actually, you know, I'll take the Bills on that one. Bills are Titans. Favored by 16 and a half.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's horrible.
Rip. Titans at Jets. Titans.
Yeah, I'll take the Titans. Jets are so
bad. I think it might be a closer game because, like you said, AJ Brown and Julio are out. But I just think you can. Derrick Henry will run it.
Questionable. But I don't. Julio, I think, is going to play. I don't think.
AJ Brown, I think, is out. Or he's like going to project. I don't know.
Let's look. Because
Washington at Atlanta. I think this is a game where Washington gets back on track defensively and they win like 17-13.
Yeah, I'll take Washington here. I think they'll probably do it and get her done.
Cardinals at Rams. Ooh, that's a great game. Rams. Both undefeated, both 3-0.
I'm going to take the Browns, the Cardinals.
Rams, like, destroyed Bucks last week. I know the score was a little closer at the end, but it just was not a close game. And Cooper Kupp is an animal.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's just a different breed. Guys,
Seahawks at Niners. Two division games for that division this week. That's a big deal.
Seahawks and Niners. Seahawks don't look too good. Are they 1-2?
They're 1-2. 49ers are 2-1. Tough loss to the Packers.
Yeah, they probably should have won that game, to be honest. But
they only left them like, you're like, oh, you left Aaron Rodgers.
That's way too much time.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you left Rodgers way too much time. You had 37 seconds, no timeouts. Like, how is that too much time?
It's
like
Aaron Rodgers,
dude. I know, but come on. 37 seconds.
Dude, I would take that. If there was a bet, like, right before that play said, is Aaron Rodgers going to win this game, I would have taken it. Like, I would have.
I mean, I probably would have, too. It's just – I know it's Aaron Rodgers, and he, like, that he's done that before. But in my head, I'm like, that shouldn't be possible. Like, 30 seconds, no timeouts. If he had, like, one timeout, I'd be like, it's a wrap. But,
I would have taken the house on that.
All right, so Seahawks or Niners?
I'll take Seahawks.
I'm going to take the 49ers. I don't think Seattle's that good, but we will see.
My main man, Russ.
He has the highest passer rating in the league, and their defense has given up the most yards per game. So, Ravens at Broncos, another good game. 4 o'clock, looking good.
This is a prove it game for the Broncos.
This is a prove it game because the Broncos have only beaten the Giants, Jags, and Jets, and all of them are 0-3. Their combined record 0-9. For those keeping track at home.
This could be a really good game.
Oh, it could be.
I'll take the Broncos.
I'll take the Ravens. I was waiting for you to pick. I was just going to pick the opposite. I have no preference in that game, but I don't know.
I'm only picking the Broncos because I have Cortland Sutton on my fantasy team.
So do I, but.
Such a gem.
You know. Steelers at Packers, the last of the 4 o'clock. Packers. Go, I don't think the Steelers are that good. I think the Steelers are going to win like 7 games. And you love Rodgers, so.
I love Aaron Rodgers.
All these games are great, but the true game of the week is the Sunday night game. Tom Brady's return to New England. Yeah, even though it won't be a good. It won't be a good
game. The Pats are going to get smacked.
It's just the game of the week just because Tom Brady's going home.
Yeah.
That's it.
The Patriots are going to get smacked around.
I think
I'm playing Mac Jones this week. I hope that
he dies.
I hope that he just like demolished. Throws 5 picks and gets sacked like 8 times.
I don't think it'll be that bad, but I think he'll have like 1 touchdown, 2 picks or something, or maybe one interception. And they'll lose.
Have a pick. There'll be a pick in there.
31 13. 31-13. I like that. That sounds like a good score of the game. That sounds like the score of the game.
I'll say 28-10.
That's a good score, too. I can see that. Well, I mean, I feel like
by 7.
Early on, I feel like the Patriots will hang around, but Tom Brady just knows the Patriots defense too well, so he'll figure it out.
Yeah, he's going to shred it.
Raiders at
Chargers. By the way.
Oh, what? Gronk? Oh yeah, Gronk's playing. He came back in. He came back in after that hit.
Yeah,
I thought he broke his ribs.
Yeah, I freaked out because I literally just traded for him. I kind of made a bad trade, but we'll see how it works out.
What are you going to do? They're not all winners.
I traded Darren Waller, and
it already sounds bad.
Darren Waller and Derek Carr for Gronk and Tannehill.
Why?
And a second round pick.
Oh, you got the pick too. Well, yeah, that's still not a great trade.
Not the best, but Gronk's been a touchdown machine.
That's true. All right. Last game, Raiders at Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers. The Raiders will no longer be undefeated.
I'm taking the Raiders. I'm a big Derek Carr guy, too. I love Derek Carr. I think he's just an incredible leader. What?
I said, but you traded him. You love Derek Carr.
All right.
You didn't love him on your roster.
Because I have four quarterbacks on my roster right now.
And you got another one. You got Tannehill. You traded a quarterback for a quarterback.
This is in my my dynasty fantasy league, by the way. Not Tom and I's league.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Raiders. Yeah. I like Derek Carr a lot. I think he's playing really well, too.
Okay. Yeah, MVP level right now, but the Raiders always peak too soon. This is their thing. Anything else? Any other notes for the people?
Let's the Yankees? Talk about, yeah. I mean, the Yankees, big series sweep against Boston. God, I hate Boston. Thank God.
You guys have a turtle now.
Yes, we do. Bronxy the turtle.
His name's Bronxy. That's
Bronxy
so cheesy.
The turtle.
But I would love it if the Mets had a turtle, so I can't even be like that.
You know what the Mets have? They have a golf outing to get to. That's what they got. Playoffs. Yeah.
Yankees 90-68, Red Sox 89-69, nice. Mariners 89-70. So it's a close. I mean, you guys will probably get in. You're 7-3 in your last 10. The Mariners are 9-1 in their last 10. That's crazy. All right, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I'm interested. Who you guys have left? Who's your schedule?
We're playing the Blue Jays right now, and then we have – let me look real quick.
And the Blue Jays are 88-70. They're a game back.
Blue Jays are a game out of a spot right now, and they're playing like they really want it, which is –
Well, they're 5-5 in their last 10. That's not that great. Mariners 9-1. They're playing like they really want it.
I think the Mariners might get in ahead of the Red Sox. I really do.
Yeah, the Red Sox haven't been playing well.
Yeah, not at all. We have the one game today against the Jays, and then a three-game set against Tampa Bay, which is, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, but Tampa Bay clinched.
I'm saying that's bad for us because we could still lose the wild card spot. If we go 0-4 in the next four games we have left, then we're out of it.
But I'm saying Tampa Bay already clinched the division. So don't you think they would rest some of their players like those last two games at least?
Maybe.
They already they clinched the division. What are they playing for?
They clinched the division and they clinched the best team in the AL. So they have home field.
So what are they playing for? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. They want to get 100 wins. They're at 98 right now.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. It's just like a guy gets hurt.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
I could see them resting their guys the last game or two, not all three.
What's the lineup for tonight? Oh, Kluber against Robbie Ray. We're gonna lose. Ray playing like a Cy Young, pitching like a Cy Young candidate right now. I think he might get it.
Good. I don't know. All right. So we got that to look forward to.
2.6 ERA. Golly. And then let's just talk about one thing right now. I'm currently in third place in our fantasy league right now. And just putting that one out there. Just saying.
You're in third place?
What am I? I am the three seed in the playoffs. So, yes, I'm in third place. I like the name change, by the way. Least of
yeah. I can't be Joe Judge anymore. I'm done with Joe Judge. I am the sixth seed.
We play each other right now in the playoffs.
Oh, we would. That is
if
true.
If the season would end right now, I'd give you a nice I'd smack. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I don't have CMC anymore, so I'd probably lose.
I mean, right now you'd lose. If you had CMC, you'd probably wouldn't be that close. Although my team's projected 142. It probably would be close.
I'm predicted 120 this week without Christian McCaffrey.
With no other running back.
Well, I don't have another run. I have J.D. McKissick. I'm not starting J.D. McKissick. Get out of here. I got like a trade for a running back.
All right. We'll let you know next week if Jack ends up trading for a running back. Go Blue.
Hopefully the Giants like play somewhat well and just don't disappoint us too much, but we'll see about that.
Bad enough for Gettleman and Jason Garrett to get fired.
Well, Garrett's gone before the bye week. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping he's gone in like a week or two. All right.
We'll see.
Till next time.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.